Well, I understand that the Goji Belt is a truly special place, but gosh, getting goji berries all the way from China and with all the political problems, isn't there anybody going in the United States? Or better yet, can't I grow some myself?
Oh, Mike, you certainly can. Growing your own goji berries is something that I'm personally quite passionate about. I encourage everybody who likes to eat their goji berries to grow their own, even if you're only growing a small amount. Because, I'll tell you, they're easy to grow. However, they're slow to grow. And each berry contains 30 to 35 seeds right inside it. So think about what this means. If you order some organic goji berries, dried goji berries, and again, I emphasize they need to be organic and not dried in a heat drying process.
In other words, they are actually a raw food.
Yes, a raw food, and you need to make sure that the berries that you find have been dried in the sun, because sun-dried berries haven't lost any of their nutrients or growing power. When they dry them in a heat drying process, it does kill some of the either the seeds, the ability to grow, and it also destroys some of the nutrients.
So when they're heat dried, they don't germinate anymore, and that's one way you can tell that they are no longer a live raw food.
Absolutely, Mike, you've really got that right. So here's what I do. I take some of the plain organic berries, and you know they're dried, so they're not juicy. So you soak them for 2 days approximately in a small saucer of water. If you soak them longer than that, they're going to start to ferment, so 2 days is just plenty. Then you just take that berry and plant it in a small pot of potting soil.
About how deep?
Oh, about half an inch to an inch. You know, it's not really critical. However, you do want to keep the soil nice and moist and not, you know, you really don't want to let it dry out, especially because they are slow starters as plants. They don't just pop right up the next day. They don't sprout and up they come and you just off you go. No way. No, it takes sometimes as much as 2 weeks before you see the tiniest little green shoot pop its head up out of that potting soil.
Sounds like this is a patience is a virtue kind of situation.
Well, it is, yeah. You know, another technique, sometimes you can slit the berry open with a razor blade before you actually put it in the soil and, you know, let those little seeds have a little easier time of it, maybe. But once they do come up, you want to keep them nice and warm. They love sun. So it's, if you're starting them in the spring or summer, you're not going to have any problems if you just keep them outside in the sun. But if you're going to start them in the winter, you want to keep them under lamps.